Welcome to WEEM Weekly, a podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM. You can find this podcast at 917WEEM.org or anywhere that podcasts can be found. You are listening to the WEEM Weekly podcast run by myself and Parker Dean. Today's episode will be about prom, and I am joined by Christian Ruggles. Now, my first question is, why did you want to help plan prom in the first place?
I wanted to help prom because I was originally supposed to put on prom for the class of 2021 back when COVID hit. So unfortunately, in 2020, our prom got canceled. So I never had the chance as a sponsor to help set prom up and plan it and everything. So I was really excited to have this opportunity to help this year.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Now, what has the general process of planning it been like so far?
Exciting. It's been fun, stressful, but overall, I think this is going to be the best one yet.
Oh, big hype for this prom. How do you manage to get volunteers to actually help run the event?
Beg. We do a lot of begging, you know, bribery. No, I'm just kidding. We have a lot of parents that have been willing to help us out. It takes more than just Ms. Heil and I to be able to throw on such a big prom. So we've had a lot of parent volunteers wanting to help us.
Yeah, that's nice. Are there going to be any COVID restrictions at all?
No.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure people will love to not have any restrictions. They'll just have a nice night.
This is the first normal prom since 2019 that we've been able to have.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
How many students do you think will be attending this year's prom?
Around 400.
400.
So far, we've sold over 355 tickets, and we still have a week left.
Oh, that's crazy. How long have you been in this process of planning prom?
Well, I actually jumped on with Ms. Heil this year. My class graduated last year, so I've only been helping her since about November. But it really starts around your sophomore year. Once you become a sponsor, like when the freshman class comes in, you really want to start talking about it once they're sophomores.
Yeah, for sure. How important is it, do you think, that we have a prom after multiple years of not having one?
I think it's really important. Now, last year they did have a prom, and it was here at the school, and it was really, really nice that they were able to do something. I'm excited that this year we're able to get outside of the school and actually have it at a location like they used to. So that's exciting. Yeah. It's important.
Now, where is prom actually going to be held at?
At the Embassy Suites.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
What has been your most favorite part of organizing prom so far?
Well, the lunch jam that just happened. The DJ just came in and played some prom music or some music through all three lunches. And that was a lot of fun to see all the students to be able just to like let loose and have fun. And he is going to be awesome at prom.
Yeah. What has been the most difficult part of organizing prom?
I have nothing negative to say because my co-sponsor is awesome. She has made this whole experience enjoyable and not stressful. I think the hardest thing was to tell students like freshmen and sophomore that they can't come. I mean, that's kind of hard, but overall it's been a really good experience. So I have nothing really negative to say.
Now that leads me into one of my next questions. Do you find it difficult to try to like let the freshmen and sophomores know that they cannot attend?
It's not difficult. I just hate telling them no. Yeah. 'Cause I know they want to go and have fun, but I mean, it's for the juniors and seniors and they'll eventually have their chance.
Mm-hmm. How do you raise the funds to be able to have the prom at all?
Yeah. So, any kind of fundraising, basketball games, the boys' basketball games, we do the concessions. So we work every boys' basketball. We buy all the stuff, and then we sell the items to be able to raise money. And then, of course, the ticket sales help, too.
Yeah. What is your favorite part of prom in general?
Seeing the kids have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year is going to be really cool.
Now, does it bring you a lot of like fulfillment or like joy just seeing what you have planned, like bringing so much happiness to all the students?
It does. Yeah.
I bet. Is it stressful to plan an event of this size?
I mean, it can be, but you can only control so much. So you can't sit here and stress over things that aren't in your control.
Yeah.
Then because it's going to not be so much fun to be able to plan something like this. You just have to know the right people and have people on your team that are willing to help you.
Yeah. Do you think if you had to do this by yourself instead of with Miss Heil, then it would be more difficult?
Absolutely. Yeah. It'd be a little bit more stressful, but I have her, so.
Yes. Now, when it does get stressful, how do you deal with that kind of stress?
You just have to sit back and remember what this is for. It's for the kids. It's, you know, to give them a prom and for them to be able to dress up and, you know, have their day. So you just have to remember why you're doing it and then like chill out.
Yeah. All right. I just have two more questions.
Sure.
First one is, where can listeners find more information about prom?
So if you're looking to buy prom tickets, all you have to do is go onto your student's Canvas page, and it's in there with a link to be able to purchase them online.
Mm-hmm. Where can students go to get prom tickets, and how much money can they expect it to cost?
So all you have to do is go to your Canvas page, and there's a link, and they are $40.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for joining with me here today.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
The Arabian Staple is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on Weem's website, 917weem.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Stable. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917weem.org and click on the Weem Community Calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar and get a live mention from the Weem staff. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the Weem Community Calendar. Details online at 917weem.org.
This is Weem Weekly. I'm Parker Dean here with sitting down with Mrs. Heil talking about prom. So this year is back in full swing, right?
Yes, this is actually the first prom that we're going to have that is not under restriction since about 2019, I think.
So that's not that bad. Yeah. So, you know, after the restrictions and everything like that, there's a lot of stuff that, I mean, back and forth, I'm sure it's probably stressful because you're not used to like prom. It's like prom, break, prom, like it, a lot of. So is there like any restrictions that we're still watching now?
No, actually, it's really exciting that we are losing all of the restrictions. Last year was a strange prom. They had groups and that everybody was put into to kind of do the social distancing, and all of that's been removed. So we're going to have just one big party together, and we're really, really excited about it.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll be in prom this year, so it would be exciting to see what, how it's going to bring and how stuff is like that. So how can they find tickets?
So all the ticket sales are through Arabian Stable, and if you go on the class Canvas page, there's a link to purchase them. Monday will be the only day that we will actually be doing cash tickets. So, Push Play will be coming in to play for, lunch, and during lunch we'll be doing cash sales. After Monday, tickets will go up, I think, about $5 in price, and all tickets have to be purchased by Friday. Friday will be the last day, April 30th.
Yeah. So what is it, $25 right now or
$35?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember what, what it was.
And post-prom is a separate thing too. And yes. I highly recommend people buying tickets to that because I've heard really great things about post-prom in the past. So
yes, that will be, everybody's like, should I buy it? And I'm like, I already bought it. So you might as well just buy it too. So now that we, how long has it took this planning process? Since the start of the year?
Yeah. So it's been an entire year thing. We started with basketball concessions. So we run the basketball concessions and we get the money from concessions to put towards prom. So we were really excited that we made a lot of money that way. And we also did the Powder Puff volleyball tournament that raised a good portion of money. We've had some donations, so we really got off to a strong start. So we've really been planning for a long time. We've been meeting at the location, talking about decorations. So it's going to all come together, and it's going to be really, really amazing this year.
Yeah. So where is it located at?
It's at the Embassy Suites Hotel by HTC. It's off the 210 exit. It's a new hotel, and we have the entire back conference room area. So we've got our own entrance. We've got our own setup in the hallway, and we've got a huge area for everybody to party in.
Yeah, it would be nice. I really have never been in there, but I know what it looks like and stuff like that. And it's like right off the interstate. I mean, you can basically see it. So now what events would like happen during, like give us a general background of like the time and information, if you have that.
Or just prom in general?
Yeah, just prom in general.
Okay, so we'll wrap up ticket sales. And then we'll do our prom voting for our prom royalty this year. We'll pick two Arabians for prom royalty. We'll have our court for prom royalty of seniors. And then on Saturday, some of us will go in early that day to set up, make sure all the decorations are up and everything, while the juniors and seniors are getting ready. Generally, you know, side note, everybody goes to the park to take pictures. So yeah. If you haven't been to a homecoming or a prom event, that is a huge Pendleton tradition. It's awesome. It is really busy, but people are everywhere taking pictures. And that's one of my favorite traditions to participate in. So everybody will go to the park and take pictures. They'll go to dinner. And then as they start to come in, then we'll check them in at prom. You do have to have a ID with you to get into prom. So that's something that everybody should make sure they bring their picture ID. And then when they get in, they'll vote for the court to elect the two royalties.
Yeah, so it will be a lot of fun. Myself, I will probably be go, because that morning, I don't know if you know this or not, but I will be running a half marathon.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So actually, I was not the one that signed up for this at all. It was a Christmas gift from my uncle. And yeah, so here I am trying to practice for this half marathon. So it will be like half marathon, go home, get ready and go.
And so, then dance the night away, man. Yeah. I don't know. You better be hydrating with.
I'll be drinking a lot of water. That's for sure. By the time I
need some electrolytes in there.
Yeah. So what's your favorite part of like, I don't know, leading this prom thing, the prom event?
Well, when I started, this is the first ever prom that I've put on, and it was extremely stressful to think about planning this whole event by myself. But I've had a couple of parents that have really stepped in and helped me out so much with some of this stuff. And so the process itself was difficult because I'd never done it before. But once I got people helping me, and once I really got into the process and started seeing it come together, I think that's my favorite part is seeing that it's going to be an amazing event. And not only that, but the excitement everybody has of having a prom, like a real prom. You know, I'm just watching the ticket sales go up because we can see the number of tickets sold. Oh my gosh, that is so exciting.
As Ruggles every day will be like, have you got your prom tickets we sold? Blah, blah, blah. And it's always like a different amount. I swear it's like, man, overnight that really shot up.
Yeah.
And so it's funny to see that there's a lot more people joining it, like buying the tickets. So hopefully.
And I'm glad you said that because see, one of the things I was worried about was that people were going to go in different directions and split up and have private parties instead of coming to prom. And I think that watching all of those ticket sales go up has just been that excitement of seeing everybody come together. Like we are one, you know, like we are Arabians. Yeah. We have pride in this. We're excited about this. And we're going to have this event together. That's what like really, that's really thrilling when we watch the ticket sales go up.
Yeah. Cause especially I was like, man, I hope not. There's this, the big prom, like the original prom, then you got like prom number one, prom number two, prom, and it's just like, okay. But now that as you're seeing the ticket sales go up, you know that more people are going to attend the original prom more than anything else. So one last question before we go here. So how did you get yourself? Did they just like pick you to like?
I did not volunteer for the job. That's for sure. So I am the class of 2023's sponsor. Christian Ruggles and I are both the sponsors for the class of 2023. And each year the junior class puts the prom on. The difficult part of that was since we haven't had a normal prom in the last couple of years, there's not really been anybody to say, hey, you know, here is what you do. And here's the big list of how this goes because nobody's done a normal prom. Like, you know, Mrs. Plovic ran it last year and she's been amazing with what she can help with, but even she didn't put on a normal prom.
Yeah.
So, but I did it this year and then next year, I think Mrs. Keegan is the class sponsor that will be throwing the prom.
Yeah.
And I'll be leading the seniors out the door.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you for sitting down.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Yeah, thank you. This is Parker Dean and Mrs. Hile.
That concludes this edition of WEEM Weekly. Listen in next time again at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.